the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Cantaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Cantaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Softball coverage, it continues here on the MSC Sports Radio Network from Pratt, Kansas for Class 2-1A. And a good early evening to you and all. Brandon Tamman, Kirk Kilman, part of the team as well as we get set for the final game of the quarterfinals, the 3-6 matchup featuring the Onega Buffaloes and the Vikings of Central Heights. Coming up here after a timeout, a conversation with Onega softball coach Jordan Boswell. But the Buffaloes at 19-4 in the TBL champs, taking on the Vikings of Central Heights. Winner moves on to the semifinals. Vikings come in with a record of 16-9. Our coverage continues across the landscape, and we got more after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
High school softball coverage continues here across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here we are in Pratt for the Class 2-1A Softball Championship Tournament. Brandon Tabman with you here on 92.1 KMCA, and we're joined by the Onega softball coach, that is Jordan Boswell, as they get set for their first tournament game here today against Central Heights. Coach, again, congratulations. First time in school history the softball team has made it to the state tournament. Just what has this season been like, you know, being around this team and ultimately getting to this point, getting through that regional tournament, getting to state and getting an opportunity to compete for a championship?
It's been awesome. These girls have worked really hard all season. I coach these girls throughout the year in different sports, so getting to be with them all year long and get to know them. We are just one big family, and they've worked really hard. And a lot of their goals before the season started was to make the state tournament, and here we are, and we're excited.
The regional tournament games and how impressive it was for those couple of wins, especially in the semifinal and championship game. Obviously, that semifinal win against Valley Heights, you get a walk-off home run in extra innings, and then a 3-2 win over Mission Valley in the championship. Kind of take us through those two games, and how impressive was it to see your team compete the way they did in those two?
Right. At the moment, it was kind of a blur, but it, as I've got to sit down and kind of think back on it, I mean, these girls stepped up. They showcase their talents by adapting to whoever we were playing. You know, softball is a hard sport to really scout with. It's kind of a day by day, but they showed up. They didn't give up. And, you know, there's moments when you're coaching softball and it's a close game and you're sitting there, and all I could say is I kept praying and kept praying. And when Abby Ringel got up to bat and she hit that home run, walk-off home run in extra innings, we were all just ecstatic, so proud of her and all the rest of the girls for not giving up and stepping up and doing what we came to do.
Who's maybe a girl or two that's really stepped up this year? Maybe you didn't have certain expectations, but maybe you kind of just saw progression throughout the course of the year. Is there one or two girls that really kind of made that jump and surprised you with their play this year?
Oh, for sure. Abby Ringel was one of them. We didn't have her in the four slot for the batting lineup, but she kept proving us and kept proving it. And so we finally moved her to the four slot in the batting lineup, and she leads the team with home runs. And like I said, in that semifinal game when she got up there and we had two runners on and we just needed to score one, she got up there and she hit a walk-off home run. And so she has really stepped up this year. We've had her playing a couple different positions as well. We moved her to first and just really like the way she takes charge and she hustles and she doesn't give up. Another player would be Willow Hostetler, our freshman. She stepped up as a pitcher. You know, that's a lot of pressure as a freshman coming in, playing in a semifinal game in a championship game, and she handled herself. And at one point, my assistant coach came up to me and said, I'm not calling her pitches, and she is taking over. She took charge, and you can't teach that. So, Willow has really stepped up as a freshman, handling the pressure. Bridget Campbell also, we've had to move some things around with a dual sport, girl who does track as well. We've had to move Bridget to catcher a little bit, and she's really stepped up in that position and helped us behind the plate. A
couple more minutes here with Onega softball coach Jordan Boswell as we get set for the quarterfinals of the state championship tournament here in Pratt. First round game against Central Heights here on KMZA. You mentioned Bridget Campbell. She was an athlete of the week of ours a few weeks back. Obviously a big part of the team's success. How's the community kind of embraced this team? You know, the support that you get from them, and how important is that?
Oh, they've been amazing. I work at the school, so seeing people, they're always telling us if we need anything, the community has had our backs. We have a send-off here in an hour or so, and I know the community will show up. The community showed up at regionals, and the umpires just talked to me. They couldn't believe how many fans we had. Other teams, coaches had talked to me, couldn't believe how many fans we had at regionals. So they've been awesome.
What can you tell us about Central Heights and kind of the expectations for this first-round game?
We've been just telling our girls, like, to keep our composure, you know. We got to go into this focused and play our best softball, and no matter who we're playing, no matter what their record is. You know, we don't play the same schools. We don't see schools like this. So we're just need to go in focused and be prepared and ready to play any team that we go against and keep our composure.
There it is, Jordan Boswell, Onega softball coach, as they get set for their first opportunity at the state tournaments in softball history, of course, out here in Pratt, Class 2-1A, first-round coverage here on KMZA as they take on Central Heights. Coach, again, congratulations on all the success this season and getting to this point. Obviously still a lot to play for, but good luck here tonight against Central Heights. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. The answer is yes,
SBS. Springtime means new life on the farm, but it also brings unpredictable weather. Protect your investments from the shocking dangers of lightning strikes with a policy to safeguard your livestock. Don't let a storm wipe out your livelihood. Contact your local SBS agent today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Brandon Tam and Kirk Hillman here in Pratt as we get set for the final quarterfinal matchup here in the Class 2-1A State Softball Championship Tournament. The 3-seed Onega Buffaloes and the 6-seed Central Heights Vikings. McLeod, Inman, and Dexter Cedarvale advancing. The semifinals already, and the final one here with Onega and Central Heights here on 92.1 FM KMZA. Let's get you the lineup cards for this one. We'll start with the lower seed and the sixth seed in Central Heights. 16 wins and 9 losses. The Vikings will go like this here in this game today. Melanie Christian will lead things off. She is at shortstop. Ashley Harkins bats second. She is in right field. Macy Cubitt bats third. She is at first base. Araceli Crump is the pitcher in the cleanup spot. Emma Bird is playing in center field. She'll bat fifth. Kaylee Latimer is the third baseman batting sixth. Abigail Roulette is at second base batting seventh. Jaylee Ferguson is in left field batting eighth. And Lila Hamblin is catching and batting ninth. So again, for Central Heights and the Vikings, it is Christian at shortstop. Harkins and Wright, Cubitt at first. Crump pitching, Bird at center. Latimer at third, Roulette at second, Ferguson in left, and Hamblin is catching. For the 19-4 Onega Buffaloes under head coach Jordan Boswell at the state tournament for the first time in school history. They will go like this in the quarterfinals tonight. Annie Forrest will lead things off. She is at shortstop. Willow Hostetler is at third base, sensational freshman. She bats second. Addison DeChant will bat third and play in left field. Abby Ringel, the hero in the regional semifinals, a walk-off home run there against Valley Heights. She is in the cleanup spot playing at first base. Bridget Campbell, she will pitch and bat fifth. Hayden Coleman is the second baseman batting sixth. Emerson Fordham is catching and batting seventh. Mackenzie Dorsey bats eighth. She'll play in right field. And Jaden Haskin is the center fielder and batting ninth. So again, for the Buffaloes here against Central Heights, it is Force at short, Hostetler at third, DeChant in left, Ringel at first, Campbell pitching, Coleman at second, Fordham catching, Dorsey in right, and Haskin is the center fielder. Again, Brandon Tam and Kirk Hillman will take one final break here momentarily before the first pitch, but a little bit about both of these teams. Again, for Onega, first time in school history that they have made it to the softball state tournament, and they have played well here as of late. They have not lost in over a month. 10 straight wins coming in. They won the regional tournament with wins over Blue Valley, Valley Heights, and then Mission Valley in the regional championship game a week ago. And on the other side for Central Heights, the Vikings at 16-9. This is their third straight trip here to state, their fourth trip overall in school history. They placed third in 2022, and last year they lost in the first round to the state runner-up in St. Mary's. But both these teams have played well and have good offensive numbers. But again, the Buffaloes coming in with a 9th win improvement from a year ago. They went 10-10 last season, losing in the regional semifinals to St. Mary's. And then 2 years ago, they were just 4-17. So you talk about a team from a 4-17 campaign. 2 years later, a 19-4 campaign, and at the state tournament for the first time in school history. Quite the turnaround by head coach Jordan Boswell and this Onega softball team. Again, Central Heights at 16-9, the 6th seed in this tournament. Onega, the 3th seed at 19-4, and the TBL champs. The first pitch is coming your way next, right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Tired of your string trimmer not running or tired of pull starting it? Come to Stahlbaumer Lumber and check out the Milwaukee string trimmer deal going on right now. With the trimmer blower combo, buy it and get an attachment absolutely free with purchase. Available attachments are edger, hedge trimmer, and pole saw attachments while supplies last. If you are new to the quick lock system, we offer up to 13 different styles of attachments that can change and interlock with the M18 fuel power head. And there's tons more of Milwaukee deals going on right now. Stop by Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware. We're in Seneca.
Getting you caught up on the other three quarterfinals that have been played out here today. Of course, on our sister station, Care 93.7, the top seed and defending champs McLouth, an easy 15-0 3-inning win over the 8th seed Pratt Skyline. The 4th seed Inman defeated the 5th seed Thomas More Prep by a score of 10-3. And the game prior to this one, it was Dexter with a 4-2 win. They held on to defeat the 7th seed, St. Mary's Colgan. So the winner of Onega and Central Heights, they will play Dexter tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And the first semifinal will be the defending champs McLouth against Inman. That one on our sister station, Care 93.7 FM. Onega has taken the field, as it will be Melanie Christian, Ashley Harkins, and Macy Cubitt due up for the Vikings here against Bridget Campbell and the Buffaloes. Buffaloes going with the white jersey tops, black pants, Onega across the front, trimmed out in orange. And you got the baby blue tops for the Vikings of Central Heights, white numerals and lettering trimmed out in black and yellow. They will go with dark gray pants. 82 degrees as we get set for the first pitch, a slight breeze gusting out towards right center. The Buffaloes trying to make some noise as they are here at the state tournament for the first time in school history. This top of the lineup for Central Heights, very productive offensively as Chris John gets set to check in, a .506 batting average, 41 hits, 12 doubles, 2 triples. She has driven in 12 and also has scored 41 runs. So here is Melanie Chris John, the shortstop, leading things off for Central Heights. Bridget Campbell set to throw her first pitch. Team here at state, and the first pitch is a called strike number 1. And the final quarterfinal game here in Pratt is underway on 92-1. Again, Kirk Kilman back in studio. Brandon Tamman with you. No balls, 1 strike. Just getting going. Next pitch is low and inside. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Four losses for the Buffaloes this year. They lost to Oskaloosa twice, St. Mary's, and Troy. They haven't lost a game since April 19th. They are on a 10-game winning streak. Ground ball left side. So Chris John, with her 42nd hit of the season, it is a leadoff single for Central Heights. That brings up the right fielder, Ashley Harkins. Harkins will bat from the right side wearing jersey number 5. Harkins, a .246 average, 15 hits on the season. She has driven in 8, and 13 of her 15 hits have been singles. Putting down a bunt, missing, throw to second base on the steal attempt, not in time, gets out into center field, and that allows Chris John to get to third. So a stolen base and a throwing error. Just like that, Central Heights, a runner at third with nobody out. No balls and one strike here on Ashley Harkins, the right fielder. Ball in play could give the Vikings an early lead. Campbell sets on the rubber. The right-hander dealing to the right-handed hitter in Harkins. That pitch is in there, called strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Defensively for the Buffaloes behind Campbell. Fordham catching, Hostetler at third, Force at short. Coleman is at second, Ringles at first. Dechant in left, Haskin in center, Dorsey's in right. There's a swing and a miss. Campbell comes back with a huge strikeout for the first out here in the top of the first. Chris John at third base, now one out. Here's number 3 in the order, Macy Cubitt, the first baseman. That's from the right side, wearing jersey number 2. Campbell gets the sign and fires. Pitch is high for ball 1. Semifinals will begin at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning with Inman and the defending champs McLeod. That one on CARE 93.7 FM. Championship game scheduled for a 5 o'clock start time here in Pratt. Consolation final around 3. Semifinals will be at 1 and 11 a.m. There's a foul tip. Makes it 1-1 here to Cubitt. Runner at third is Chris John with 1 out. Vikings trying to get on the board here in the top of the first. Campbell sets, shakes off 1, likes sign 2, lifts and fires. And just missing on the outside, it's 2-1. Corner infield playing in with Hostetler at third, Ringle at first. Middle infield playing back. There's a foul ball back into the netting. And it evens up the count at 2-2. Araceli Crump. Cleanup hitter is on deck for Central Heights. Central Heights, they have won 12 of their last 15 after a slow start to their season, which saw them go just 4-6 through the first 10. Next pitch is low, 3-2. Chris John led it off with a single to left, stole second, got to third. Harkins came back and struck out for the first out and lone out so far here in the game. Big 3-2 pitch coming up here early for Campbell. Here it is. And it's a high fly ball right side in foul territory, and it's caught by the first baseman in Ringle for a big second out. And now we got a pickle between home and third, and is the tag going to be applied at home? So maybe... The inning is not over. And they're going to give the run home. So Chris John scores to make it 1-0. I'm not 100% sure what the call was, but now we got a high fly ball deep center field right in front of the fence, and leaping up to make the catch is Haskin, and Crump was about 5 feet away from a home run. So we'll try to get clarification there, but nonetheless, Bridget Campbell and co., they get out of it. Minimal damage done, but the Vikings are on the board. It's a 1-0 game as we head to the bottom of the first inning here on KMZA.
Are you still using talc or graphite in your planner? Maybe it's time for a change with Fastan from Helena. Fastan is a novel copper box treatment combining SAR technology with a low-rate fluency agent. resulting in better seed flow for more uniform stands while also improving seedling vigor, root development, and overall plant health. For a better return on your investment, treat your seed with Fast Stand today. Contact your local Helena representative for more information.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
KMZA.
Brandon Tam and Kirk Hillman here on 92.1 KMZA. We head to the bottom of the first inning. State softball coverage here in Pratt. Class 2-1A. Central Heights, the sixth seed on the board first, leading the Buffaloes of Onega 1-0. It was an interference call against the Buffaloes, allowing a runner to score in that top of inning number one. So it'll be Annie Force, Willow Hostedler, and Addison DeChant. Top three in the order for the 19-4 TBL champion Onega Buffaloes, as they will take on Araceli Crump, the pitcher inside the circle for the Vikings of Central Heights. Sun peeking through the clouds. We got a heavy breeze out towards center field, 82 at first pitch. Got a nice shady spot here, right next to the press box here at Pinkel Field in Pratt, Kansas. First pitch by Crump is a called strike number one. Force batting 349, fouling this one straight back into the netting, and it's quickly 0-2. 349 average, 29 hits, 11 doubles. That is second most on the team, and she's also tied for the team lead with four triples. But down 0-2 here to Crump. Here's the pitch. Off speed and watching all the way, and it's a called strike on the outside corner. And down goes Force for out number one. Here's a freshman in Willow Hostedler, who is batting 441. That's the second best average on the team. Leads the team with 30 hits, has one home run and 14 RBIs. First pitch low and inside, skips in the dirt for ball one. Central Heights, they have just one senior on the roster. That is Emma Bird. So just like we saw in our first game we covered with McLeod and Pratt Skyline. Skyline also had a pretty young roster, which is two seniors on their roster. And we got Hostedler here, freshman inside the box against Crump. Next pitch runs inside, two balls and one strike. With DeChant due up next for the Buffaloes. Of course, they beat Mission Valley in the regional championship. They were the 2022 state champions. There's a swing and a miss by Hostedler. Evens up the count, two balls and two strikes. Four struck out to begin the inning. One out, nobody on. 1-0 Central Heights here in the bottom of the first. Winner moves on to take on Dexter tomorrow in the state semifinals. Here's a 2-2. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for Crump to start. And that'll bring up Addison DeChant, the left fielder. DeChant's a 381 average, leads the team in OPS and slugging percentage, 24 hits. Also has four triples. She has hit two home runs and has driven in 17. First pitch in there, called strike, no balls and one strike. Abby Ringel is on deck. Ringel was the hero and the walk-off homer. The Valley Heights win in the regional semifinals. There's another swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. So Crump a chance to strike out the side here in the bottom of the first. The higher seeds have won the first three games in this tournament. Off-speed pitch. It was low, but it was called strike three. So Crump strikes out the side and makes quick work of the top three in the Onega order. We head to inning number two here on KMZA. It's a 1-0 Central Heights lead.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Mowing? Nobody likes mowing. If you hate it, call Truax Tree Service. We love it. We love it so much that if you sign up for a season-long contract, we'll give you a $50 gift card. No strings attached. But we'll also do weed eating for you as well. Landscaping, tree service, mowing, you name it, we'll do it. You better contact Truax Tree Service today at 785-236-7651. That's 785-236-7651. Truax Tree Service. Taking care of the problems you don't want to deal with.
KMZA.
Start of the second inning, Emma Bird takes a ball high in the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes from Bridget Campbell. Central Heights a 1-0 lead as we continue on in the early portions of this final quarterfinal game in the 2-1A state tournament out here in Pratt. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman, next pitch upstairs. And two balls and no strikes. Bird will be followed by Latimer and Roulette for the Central Heights Vikings out of Richmond. Another pitch at time. It's three balls and no strikes. Bird, the lone senior on this roster. A 296 average, 21 hits, two doubles, two triples, two home runs. She has driven in 12. And a 3-0 taken all the way. It finds the strike zone. Now three balls and one strike. Melanie Christian in the top of the first, led it off with a single. There's a swing and a miss. Quickly 3-2 now. Good bounce back for a couple of pitches there for Campbell. She got the second on a stolen base and then third on a throwing error. And then interference called against the Buffalo defense allowed her to score the lone run of the game. 3-2, swing and a miss. First out here in the top of the second, got behind 3-0 and then comes back with three straight strikes for her second K of the day. Number six in the order, Kaylee Latimer, third baseman here for Central Heights. Jersey number 23, batting from the right side. First pitch by Campbell is outside for ball one. The first game we were at on Care 93.7 with McLeod and Pratt Skyline, there was hardly any wind at all, but that is certainly changed here in the latter portion of the day as we got a heavy gust out towards right center field. So any lefty up there will certainly have an advantage. There is a swing and a miss, one ball and one strike. One out, nobody on, 1-0 our score, top two. Campbell sets, right foot on the rubber. Staggered stance, and this one's popped up. Foul territory and making the catch is the catcher in Fordham for out number two. So a little pop up to the catcher and two up and two down. Here's Abigail Roulette, the second baseman. Roulette batting .481. That is the third best on the Vikings roster. She has 31 hits, including five triples and two home runs. She has driven in 25. Two outs, nobody on. First pitch by Campbell, a called strike, and it's 0-1. A few clouds in the sky, but starting to part away. Sun is shining. There's a swing and a miss. Took a little off there. Good off-speed pitch. Quickly 0-2. So a chance. Face the minimum here in the second. Campbell has had a nice year inside the circle, trying to continue it here in the quarterfinals. Here's a swing and a line shot right center field, but playable. And the center fielder, Haskin, works into the gap to make the catch for a 3-up and 3-down frame. We have played 1.5 here in Pratt. Quarterfinals of the state tournament. It's Central Heights 1 and Onega nothing.
centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility. Mainstar Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Mainstar Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Mainstar Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainstarTrust.com.
Have you heard that Community Healthcare System keeps on growing? And now they offer a comprehensive total joint program with Dr. Daniel Samani to keep you moving. From imaging to surgery, rehabilitation therapy, care navigation, and more. Everything they do is inspired by you and personalized for you. For convenient scheduling and specialized joint care, look no further than Community Healthcare System. Call them today at 785-889-5039. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Onega up to bat for a second time here in this quarterfinal in Pratt. Central Heights with a 1-0 lead. Abby Ringel leads things off for the Buffaloes and a swing and a miss for strike number one. Araceli Crump struck out the side in the first. Quickly jumps ahead of Ringel. Campbell will follow. Coleman after that. Here's the pitch. Skips in the dirt. Ball one. One ball and one strike. Ringel hit a game-winning walk-off three-run home run in the eighth inning in the semifinals of the regional tournament. It's Valley Heights. That was a 5-2 final. Beat Mission Valley 3-2 in the championship. Another swing and a miss. Quickly 1-2. Ringel enters the tournament 384 with the batting average, 28 hits, 6 doubles, including 4 home runs, which leads the team. But down 1-2, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got her with the high fastball right through it with no contact. 4 up and 4 down with 4 strikeouts for Crump. That'll bring up the pitcher in Bridget Campbell. Campbell, batting average 362, 21 hits, 5 doubles, 2 triples, 2 home runs. She's driven in 11. First pitch a little bit inside, it's 1-0. One out, nobody on. Here in the bottom of the second inning, Central Heights a 1-0 lead. There's a swing and a miss. Makes it 1 ball and 1 strike. Crump's got a good swag going to her. Working quick. It's a very similar routine between pitches. Throws with the right. Campbell swings with the right. The pitch. Off speed, waiting on it, and just fouling it down the right field line. It was nearly a fair ball. But fortunate for Campbell, it was foul because Cubitt at first was right on top of it. Could have been an easy ground out. Instead, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hamblin the catcher, Latimer's at third, Chris John at short, Roulette at second, Cubitt at first, Ferguson in left, Bird in center, Harkins in right. The defensive alignments behind Crump inside the circle. A 1-2 is a swing and a miss and another strikeout. 5 straight strikeouts to begin the game for Crump, and that'll bring up Hayden Coleman, the second baseman. She will bat from the right side wearing jersey number 12. And the first pitch to her is a swing and a miss for strike number one. Hayden leads the team in batting average, 5.56. Also leads the team in on-base percentage. That's minimal opportunities. Is only appearing in her sixth game of the year. There's a swing and a miss and quickly 0-2. Just her 12th plate appearance. The numbers minimal, but they have been good. 0-2, swing and a miss. And just like the first inning, 3 up, 3 down, and 3 strikeouts for Araceli Crump. We have played 2 here in Pratt. Central Heights, a 1-0 lead.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get NAPA parts and complete vehicle service repair too at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
Good luck, Buffaloes.
from the Onega Country Market. 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Good luck at state baseball.
Meyer Repair of Onega, right off Havensville Road, for heavy equipment, agriculture, and truck repair. Family owned and operated since 1985. Call Gary or Cody Meyer today at 785-889-4933. Go Buffs!
Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring, specializing in metallic epoxy flooring, full flake epoxy flooring systems, and decorative quartz systems. Call John at 913-522-3854 to turn your dream floor into reality with Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring.
Kansaland Radio.
8-9-1 in the Central Heights order here in the top of the third inning. They lead Onega 1-0 here at the state softball tournament. Jaylee Ferguson, a swing and a miss against Bridget Campbell. Start off this frame. The 0-1 is inside. One ball and one strike. Jaylee Ferguson followed by Lila Hamblin and Melanie Christian. Christian had a leadoff single to begin the game. Stole second, got to third on a throwing error. And then an interference call allowed her to score, which right now is still the lone run of the game. The higher seeds have won the first three games. Onega the higher seed here at 3. Central Heights the 6th seed. Next pitch, a little up and a little bit out. Two balls and one strike. Ferguson comes in with a batting average of .357 with a .481 slugging percentage with 29 hits. Next pitch in there for a called strike, and it's 2-2. Of those 20 hits, two have been doubles, also a triple and a home run. She has driven in 14. The pitch. Just a little bit outside. Count runs full. Three balls and two strikes. Big pitch here early in this game. A 3-2. And it's up and outside. Ball number 4. So a leadoff walk for Jaylee Ferguson. That brings up number 9 in the order in Lila Hamblin. The catcher, Hamblin, a .408 average, slugging .763. How about the number 9 hitter having your highest slugging percentage on the roster? 31 hits, including 11 doubles, 2 home runs, and 5 triples. First pitch missing up and inside, and it's 1-0. So Ferguson at first, nobody out. Central Heights a 1-0. The Vikings and the Buffaloes here on KMZA, a 1-0 on the way, swing and a miss. Evens up, one ball and one strike. As a team, Central Heights batting .380. 47 doubles, 17 triples and 9 home runs collectively. And a ball into the bleachers right next to us on a foul ball. Makes it one ball and two strikes. The only common opponents between these two this season was Mission Valley. Central Heights losing 2 to Mission Valley, 19-2 and 14-3. And, of course, the Buffaloes beating Mission Valley 3-2 in the regional title game. Next pitch, a little bit upstairs. And it evens. Big pitch, two balls and two strikes. Here on number 9 in the order, Hamblin, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Campbell gets her down swinging. And the third strikeout for Bridget Campbell. Big first out. Ferguson still at first, top of the order with Melanie Christian. Singled and scored the lone run of the game on an interference call. First pitch, bunt put down, but it's foul. And it's 0-1. Mentioned third straight trip here to the state tournament for Central Heights. It's their fourth trip overall as a team. Third place finish in 2022. They were knocked out in the first round last year to the runner-up in St. Mary's. Another foul ball into the bleachers. Right to our left. And it's no balls and two strikes here on Chris John. And who added it to her numbers, came in with a batting average of .506 now with 42 hits on the year, including that first one, a single in the first. As a runner at first, one down, but behind at 0-2. Campbell sets with the right foot staggered in the pitch. Called! Strike three looking on the outside corner. Four strikeouts now for Campbell. After a leadoff walk, back-to-back strikeouts, and it's up to Ashley Harkins, the right fielder. Who struck out her first time up. Runner at first is Ferguson. 1-0 Central Heights here in the top of the third. That heavy gust continues to blow out towards right center. Swing and a miss at the first offering, and it's 0-1. Harkins 2-4-6 on the batting average. Campbell, a rhythm going here. Next pitch, called strike. It's a little bit low, and it's 0-2. The same umpiring crew as the game prior, and I noticed a pretty wide strike zone, and it's showing here in this quarterfinal. 0-2 pitch. That one skips in the dirt. One ball, two strikes, and Fordham gets up and runs Ferguson back to first, and it's 1-2. Buffalo's trying to get out of the inning with no harm done after a leadoff walk. Here's a 1-2 by Campbell. Swing and a miss. How about striking out the side after giving up a leadoff walk? So no harm done indeed. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Central Heights, a 1-0 lead.
Always happy with your 5-star customer service.
Your staff was super friendly and easy to work with.
Quick, helpful, responsive. Thank you. I'm so happy to be a Blue Valley customer.
Blue Valley is awesome.
Blue Valley employees are always helpful, kind, and efficient.
At Blue Valley Technologies, we appreciate all our customers. Thank you for entrusting us to keep you connected.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals. Guidance with the latest technology. On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
Central Heights 1-0 as we go to the home third. Araceli Crump has struck out the first six she has faced. And here's Emerson Fordham, the catcher, takes one inside for ball one. Crump a righty, and Fordham a right-handed hitter. There's a swing and a miss, now one ball and one strike. So six strikeouts in the first six batters, and for Crump now, on the season, 159 strikeouts in 105 innings. Here's a 1-1 on the way. It's low and in the dirt. Two balls and one strike. Fordham will be followed by Dorsey and then Haskin. Bottom third of the Buffaloes order. Onega at the state tournament for the first time in school history. A trail here, 1-0 in the home third. 2-1, another one in the dirt. Three balls and one strike. For Crump, and Fordham is the 486th batter she has faced this season. 3-1. Outside, ball four. And Onega has their first base runner of the game, courtesy of the walk. Fordham at first base with nobody out. Here's Mackenzie Dorsey, the right fielder. Batting from the right side, wearing jersey number 23. And Crump sets and fires. Swing and a miss for strike one. The walk to Fordham was the 36th walk allowed this season by Crump. Rocking the shades through the face mask, staggered stance, right foot in front, bunt is shown, pulled back, in there for a strike, throw to second, throw is high, and a stolen base for Fordham. But the count now in favor of Crump, and Dorsey behind at 0-2. Showed bunt, pulled it back on a pitch that was right down the middle. But now has to protect. She'll choke up on the bat. Crump sets and fires an 0-2. Swing and a miss. Down she goes. And the first out here in the home third. Fordham at second base, now one out. That'll bring up number 9 in the order, Jaden Haskin, the center fielder. Central Heights a 1-0 lead here in the third. Crump fires. Pitch is high for ball one. So 7 strikeouts in 8 batters faced for Araceli Crump. 7 strikeouts runs her season total to 160. The 1-0 is swung on and missed, and it's 1-1. Emerson Fordham led it off with a walk. Stole second base. Dorsey struck out. One out and one on. The pitch, bunt shown, and it goes right through the bat for a strike, and it's 1-2. Not many left-handed batters in either of these two lineups today, and that's tough because the wind favoring a left-handed bat. And the 1-2 just barely got a piece to stay alive as Haskin will get at least one more offering. Haskin has played in all 23 games, a 3.66 on the batting average, 4.08 on base percentage, 26 hits, including 5 doubles and 3 triples. She has driven in 16. A 1-2. Off speed is high. A little bit outside as well. And we're even Stevens. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Haskin, her slugging percentage, .606. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out, 1 on. 1-0, bottom 3. And the pitch is high. And it gets back to the netting. And Fordham takes third without a... out of throw. It's going to be a wild pitch. Now ball in play could tie the game. But a big pitch coming up here as Haskin has worked it back to a full count at 3-2. Fordham at third base and one out. A full count here to number 9 in the order and Jaden Haskin. Crump sets and fires. It is low ball 4. Gets to the backstop. Play at the plate is... And Haskin nearly got picked off at first, but gets back safely. And Fordham scores on the wild pitch, and we are deadlocked at 1 apiece. Here in the bottom of the third. And to the top of the order with Annie Force, who struck out in her first at-bat. The Buffaloes have come back here and tied the game in the third. Both teams scoring in unconventional fashions. Central Heights in the first on an interference call. And the Buffaloes here in the third on a wild pitch. So we're evened up at 1-1 here in the third. Buffaloes still one on, one out. There's a swing and a miss to Force for strike one. Semifinals here will start at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. There's another swing and miss. And quickly behind 0-2 is Annie Force, the shortstop. And leadoff hitter for this Buffalo squad here at the state tournament. See if Force can protect it 0-2. Pops it up, but it's going to be foul. That ball's going to rattle beyond the bleachers. And we'll have another 0-2 pitch coming up. Well, Crump is the best statistical pitcher for Central Heights. has pitched the most innings, most strikeouts, most batters faced. And another 0-2 is a swing and a miss. And taking second base without a throw there is Haskins. So smart base running there to put herself into scoring position, but now there's two outs. And it's up now to the freshman, Willow Hostendler, the third baseman. Was driven in 14 runs this season. First pitch is high for ball one. Struck out on a swinging 2-2 pitch. Her first time up. And Crump struck out the first six that she faced and struck out seven of the first nine. And she has struck out 8 of 10. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. One ball and one strike here on Hostetler. A 1-1 game here on the home third. State tournament quarterfinal action on KMCA. There's a foul ball, kind of an in-out swing, catching the inside part of the bat, fouling it up to the net. Hostetler needs to protect at 1-2. Defensively, Central Heights, pretty solid, .849 fielding percentage. Collectively as a unit. A 1-2. Just missed on the outside corner. And a good eye for Hostetler makes it 2-2. Runner at second base. Two outs. A 2-2 count and a 1-1 game here in the home third. Can the freshman come through with a big knock? The pitch. She cannot. They swing and a miss. And another strikeout for Araceli Crump. But the Buffaloes have tied the game, a score on a wild pitch. It's a 1-1 deadlock tie here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
KMZA.
The fourth and final quarterfinal here in Pratt, 2-1A softball tournament on KMZA. Onega and Central Heights deadlocked at one apiece as we start the fourth inning. Macy Cubitt, Araceli Crump, and Emma Bird. 3, 4, and 5 in the Vikings order. Campbell's first pitch to Cubitt was a little bit high for ball one. She popped out in foul territory her first time out. Now swings and pops it up this time in play, left side, and forced the shortstop an easy catch for the first out. One up and one down here in the top of the fourth. Araceli Crump lined out to center field, more in the right center field gap, her first time up, and she has struck out 9 inside the circle. Buffaloes tying it in the last half inning on a wild pitch. There's a called strike, and it's 0-1. Crump came into the tournament, even .500 on the batting average. And at 0-1, a little bit high, one ball and one strike. The winner gets the 2-seed Dexter. Coming up tomorrow, they held off the 7-seed St. Mary's Colgan by a 4-2 final. In the game prior to this one, there's a swing and a miss. Good pitch by Campbell, and it's one ball and two strikes. McLeod 15-0 over Pratt Skyline, the 1-8 matchup. Defending champ Bulldogs moving on with ease, and then Inman a 10-3 win over Thomas More Prep. The higher seeds have won the first three games here. Next pitch, high and outside, two balls and two strikes. Buffalo's the higher seed in this game, the 3-6 matchup. One out, nobody on here in the fourth. 2-2 count here on Crump. Campbell's pitch is a swing and a miss. Down she goes. Two up and two down. That is six strikeouts now for Campbell. And here is the center fielder, Emma Bird, one of the six strikeout victims in the game. In Central Heights, scoring the first run, their lone run in the first on an interference call. Buffalo's tied it in the home third on a wild pitch. 1-1 here in the fourth. That first pitch to Bird was low for ball number one. Bird came into the tournament. Batting average of .296. Bats from the right side, jersey number one. A 1-0 by Campbell. A little bit outside, and it's 2-0. Campbell struck out the side last inning. She has struck out four of the last five. Foul tip there makes it two balls and one strike. A little deflection off the umpire. Moans and groans from the crowd, but he's all good. 2-1 count here on Bird. Campbell sets right foot forward and fires it in. A little bit high, 3-1. With Latimer due up next here in the away fourth. Busy time of the year, hard to believe, 23-24 high school sports coming down the home stretch. And there's a pitch that's high, and it's ball four. So Bird reaches on a two-out walk. And now Kaylee Latimer, third baseman, well stepped in. Popped up and fouled out to the catcher in her first at-bat. Now as a runner at first with two down here in the fourth in a 1-1 game. Campbell regathers. Sets and fires. Swing and a miss for strike one. Both pitchers have been excellent here through about the halfway points. 0-1 is high, and it gets away, and that allows the runner Bird to get to second base without a throw. That will go down as a wild pitch. It was way high, and Fordham nearly got up quick enough to pull it down, but just could not get it up in time. And it went back to the netting. So a base hit could potentially give the Vikings the lead back. But two outs. So 1-1 count here on Latimer. And the pitch. Low and inside. 2-1. Pitching and defense so crucial when you get to this point in the season. A 2-1. Just missed outside. Now three balls and one strike with Roulette due up next. Well, Latimer thought it was ball four, but it is not. Now three balls and one strike. A 3-1. Popped up and out of play, foul territory. And the count runs full, 3-2. Emma Bird, the runner at second base, walked with two outs, got to second. Hands there. A 3-2, two-out pitch coming up. Here it is. And a little check swing, slow roller right side, and it rolls just foul. Boy, that had a ton of spin on it. And I think Campbell tried her best to pick it up in foul territory. Could have applied the tag for the third out, but too much spin just rolled it into foul territory. So we'll try it again at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, runner at second base, a 1-1 game here in the top of the fourth. 2-1A state softball quarterfinal here in Pratt. Another ground ball, foul territory, left side down. We'll do it again, 3-2. Latimer way out in front, but just caught a piece to stay alive. The wind continues to howl towards right center. Another 3-2 pitch here for Campbell. Sets and delivers. Call. Jam. We stay deadlocked at one apiece here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get NAPA parts and complete vehicle service repair too at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
Good luck, Buffaloes. From the Onega Country Market, 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Good luck at state baseball.
Meyer Repair of Onega, right off Havensville Road. For heavy equipment, agriculture, and truck repair. Family owned and operated since 1985. Call Gary or Cody Meyer today at 785-889-4933. Go Buffs!
Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring. Specializing in metallic epoxy flooring, full flake epoxy flooring systems, and decorative quartz systems. Call John at 913-522-3854 to turn your dream floor into reality with Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring.
KMZA.
Central Heights and Onega halfway through in this state quarterfinal, a 1-1 tie. Home team Buffaloes coming up in the bottom of the fourth. And Addison DeChant, the left fielder, number three in the order, takes a first pitch high from Araceli Crump for ball number one. Crump has struck out nine. There's a swing and a miss. And it's one ball and one strike. Central Heights, their run in the first on an interference call. Buffalo's run in the bottom of the third on a wild pitch. 1-1 here halfway home. Next pitch, swing and a miss, and it's one ball and two strikes. The sun is behind the clouds. A little overcast field, but some blue skies apart. Check swing, but held true when the pitch was high. Two balls and two strikes. DeChant followed by Ringel and Campbell. Good part of the order for the Buffaloes here. 3, 4, and 5. Open on the stance from the right side. Crump or righty. Lifts and delivers. It is high. The count runs full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. DeChant striking out in her first at bat. Leadoff walk would be nice for the Buffaloes. 3-2. On the way. Swing and a miss. And down goes DeChant. Big strikeout to begin the bottom of the fourth inning. Make it 10 now for Crump. Every out recorded so far by Crump has been a strikeout. That was a loud foul ball. No balls and one strike here on Ringel. Bottom of the order in that third inning, Fordham and Haskin, they both walked. Then Fordham got to second on a stolen base, and then to third on a wild pitch, and then home on a wild pitch. Next pitch high, 1 ball, 1 strike, but still not a hit by the Buffaloes here against Crump. And the pitch. It is in the dirt, 2 balls and 1 strike. Bottom of the fourth inning here in Pratt. Defending champs McLouth and Inman in a semifinal tomorrow at 11 a.m. on CARE 93.7. And then the winner of this one between Onega and Central Heights will take on Dexter. But the higher seeds have all advanced. Another foul ball by Ringel. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valley Falls baseball losing their first round game out in Great Bend. A near rally cut short in the seventh. They lose to Medicine Lodge 6-5. Ringel takes one high and it's now full at 3-2. So DeChant started the inning, working a good at bats and a full count, but ultimately striking out. And now kind of the same scenario here. Let's see if it's another strikeout. And it is, looking on the outside corner. Kind of a delayed reaction there by the umpire. 2 strikeouts, make it 11 for Crump. And here's Bridget Campbell. Nobody on, two outs here in the home fourth. A deadlock tie at one apiece. First pitch by Crump is a little bit inside, and it's 1-0. The first two games of the day, not competitive. The last one with Dexter and St. Mary's, Colgan, that came down to the last inning. It was 4-0, but Colgan scratched across a couple of runs and left a couple stranded late. Dexter able to hold on. Swing and a miss, 1 ball and 1 strike here to Campbell. And Crump sets and delivers. Off speed, hit off the inside part of the bat, a little looper, and it finds its way into shallow left field for the first Buffalo hit of the game. A two-out knock by Bridget Campbell. Keeps the line moving at least one more time for the second baseman, Hayden Coleman. A 1-1 tie in the first hit. One of the Buffaloes against Crump is with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. A single to shallow left by Campbell. She's at first, two down, bunt shown, pulled back, pitches high for a ball. The third base runner for the Buffaloes, and again the first hit. They forced a couple of walks in the third. Next pitch, swing and a miss, taking off is Campbell, and she gets there without a throw. Stolen base by Campbell. Now in scoring position with two outs here in the home fourth. Big opportunity here for Coleman, the second baseman, the pitch. And fouls it back into the netting. It's 1-2. Crump has struck out 11 in this game. Runner at second base, 1-2 count. Coleman puts down the bunt, quickly pulls back. Pitch by Crump is a slow roller. Left side. For the out. So the Buffaloes get their first hit, but it leads to nothing. We head to the fifth inning. We're deadlocked. It's a 1-1 tie. Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn spray, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your projects. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Five is out for Central Heights. That is Ashley Harkins. 18 is in. That is Cam Rubik. So a substitution here for Central Heights as they come up to bat here in the top of the fifth inning. A 1-1 tie here in this state quarterfinal matchup. Bridget Campbell back to work. She has struck out 7. The later you get, the more the tension slowly rises in a game of this magnitude. Here's Abigail Roulette, lined out to center in her first at bat. Takes the first pitch outside for ball one. And a 1-0 is line shot out to center field, but it just hung up enough, and Haskin was playing a great spot to make the catch. It was put on a rope, but that rope led right to Haskin for the catch and the out. One up and one down here in the away fifth. Here's Jaylee Ferguson, who walked in her lone at bat. Back in inning number three. One out, nobody on. Campbell's pitch. Called strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Well, two teams have different directions in terms of being here at the state tournament. There's a swing and a miss, 0-2. Again, Onega here for the first time in school history. Central Heights, they have been here in each of the last 3 years. The best finish was third in 2022. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Ferguson. Two up, two down. Now eight strikeouts for Bridget Campbell. Here's number nine in the order in the catcher, Lila Hamblin. Strikeout victim in her first AB. Comes up here in the away fifth. In a 1-1 game with two outs and nobody on. Take a quick time to tie the shoelace. Thumbs up to the umpire. We're good to go. Steps in from the right side. Tad open on the stance. Campbell gets the call. Swings the arm through. Pitch low and inside for ball number one. There's one run on one hit for Central Heights. One run on one hit for the Buffaloes. Pitcher's duel, to say the least. Here's a line drive deep left field, back looking up, and it's off the fence. It was 3 feet away from a home run, and now caught between second and third, and the Buffaloes could catch a huge break. There's a throw to third, back to second. What should have been a two-out double and a huge mistake by number nine in the order. Hamblin tried to go three when she should have stayed two, and the Buffaloes get out of the inning. We're still tied at one apiece. We head to the bottom of the fifth here on KMZA.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Mental health is essential to everyone's overall health and well-being, and mental health illnesses are common and treatable. So much of what we do physically impacts us mentally. It's important to pay attention to both our physical and our mental health. This can help you achieve overall wellness and set you on the path to recovery. If you are struggling with your mental health and want help finding the tools and resources to help you feel better, please call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 and schedule an appointment with your primary care physician today. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman here on 92.1 KMZA here in Pratt. Final quarterfinal of the Class 2-1A State Softball Championship Tournament, the Onega Buffaloes and Central Heights Vikings, deadlocked at one apiece. To the home fifth we go. The Buffaloes will have Fordham, Dorsey, and Haskin, bottom third in the order, facing Araceli Crump. Continues to dominate, 11 strikeouts. On the other side, Bridget Campbell has done sensational as well. Offense certainly limited. But we're deeper and deeper into this game and still tied at one apiece. First pitch by Crump to Fordham is a little bit outside for ball one. Fordham walked to begin the third, would end up stealing second, getting to third, and then home, both on wild pitches. Next pitch a little bit high, and it's 2-0. So again, Central Heights, they scored their lone run in the first on what was an interference call against the Buffalo defense. And then the Buffaloes get their run in the third on a wild pitch. That pitch also high, and it's quickly 3-0. Here to Emerson Fordham, the catcher. Well, was told by head coach Jordan Boswell that if Onega wins this game, and will be playing tomorrow, that Emerson would not be here due to state track in Wichita. That is a four-pitch walk. unfortunate that these events are played at the same time because a lot of athletes play both ways. And that would be a tough loss. If Onega moves on, they will be without Fordham tomorrow as she will be in Wichita representing the school for state track and field. But a leadoff walk, her second walk of the game, she's at first with nobody out. First pitch a little bit high, and it's 1-0. So five straight balls to begin this inning for Araceli Crump. A 1-1 tie here in the bottom of the fifth. Winner gets Dexter, the 2-seed, in a 1 o'clock semifinal tomorrow. Now the umpire, quick pause, and now talking to Dorsey. Not sure what about, but we're back to it. Dorsey, a strikeout victim in her first at-bat. As the count at 1-0, with Fordham at first base and nobody out, represents the go-ahead run here in the bottom of the fifth. Next pitch runs inside, 2-0. Six straight have missed the zone. And Crump again has 11 strikeouts. But a little bit off here to begin the fifth. A 2-0. That one also outside the zone. Three balls and no strikes. A few of these are very close. A few of them, not so much. And if I'm Dorsey, I'm taking all the way. Let's see. And she does, and it's ball four. Correction, ball eight. Back-to-back walks for the Buffaloes here in the fifth. And now it's Jaden Haskin, number nine in the Buffaloes order, set to check in. Hamblin goes out to have a discussion with Crump. So a big spot for number nine in the order for the Buffaloes. Two on and nobody out. A 1-1 game here in the fifth. Shows bunt, pops it up, and it's caught by the catcher. Throw is batted down by the runner at first base in Dorsey, and now taking off for third. Wow. That is a double play, and now Central Heights wants to know why the runner at first is not out, because she slapped the ball down when no one was covering. Boy, the tide turned quickly there. That is a double play. I'm not sure what the ruling is on something like that. But the coaching staff talking to the umpires. So Haskin tried to bunt, popped it up. It was caught by the catcher Hamblin, immediately threw to first, not realizing that Cubitt was not there. And the runner Dorsey was standing on first and slapped the ball down. Cubitt goes back, picks up the ball, and then throws out Fordham at third for a double play. So Dorsey is good, but man, two outs now in the inning with a runner at second. And it's up to Annie Force. Boy, if Central Heights can get out of this. First pitch by Crump, missing inside for ball one. Force 0 for 2, two strikeouts. But a bizarre double play. Buffalo's got their first two on with nobody out. And it's hit right back up the middle. Force comes through with the RBI single. In the bottom of the fifth inning, Force drives in the run. Dorsey scores. The throw was well late, and she gets up to second base on the throw home. The Buffaloes take the lead here in the home fifth. Willow Hostedler steps in, take a first pitch high for ball one. Well, it could have been near disaster after a good start, but Force comes through with a two-out RBI. Now it's hit to the right. back-to-back base knocks and a 3-1 lead now for the Buffaloes. How about that? The freshman, her second triple of the season. And the biggest hit of her young career. The Buffaloes lead it 3-1 with still two outs in the fifth. A meeting inside the circle for Central Heights. As once their 1-0 lead lived short. Doesn't appear to be a pitching change, but Hostetler will be at third base with still two down. The top of the order coming through for Onega here in the fifth. After back-to-back walks to begin the inning, a double play put the Buffaloes in jeopardy of getting nothing. But with two outs and a runner at second, Annie Force, with an RBI single, got to second on the throw home. And then the freshman Hostetler with a line shot to the gap in right center got all the way to the fence to drive it in with an RBI triple. 3-1 Buffaloes, they have scored two with two outs. And a chance for another with DeChant. 0-2, two strikeouts, the runner at third, Hostetler. The pitch by Crump is high for ball one. Winner moves on to take on Dexter tomorrow in a 1 o'clock semifinal here in Pratt. And right now the Buffaloes in front by two. Crump sets. Swings it through. That is a called strike on the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Big two-out hits. Can they get another? Here's a 1-1. It's a little bit high. Two balls and one strike. Central Heights scored in the top of the first. Onega tied it in the third, and they have added to it with two outs here in the fifth. This is well hit. Deep center field. Back. Buffalo. A two-run. And DeChant coming in hot with a... Monster, two outs. And four have now scored in the inning. It was knifed through this strong wind that is gusting towards right center, clearing the fence and maybe the deepest part of the ballpark. And I think we have a pitching change, so we'll step aside. The Buffaloes, monster two-out hits, and DeChant with a two-run bomb to make it 5-1. We're back in 60 seconds here on KMZA.
Convenience and a return on your investment is important. At Helena, we understand that, which is why we created FastStand, a clean, convenient seed treatment without all the dust of talc or graphite. FastStand improves seed flowability, resulting in more efficient planting and more uniform stand. Combine that with our exclusive high-performing SAR technology, which improves seedling vigor, root development, and overall plant health, leading to greater yield potential. For a better return on your investment, treat your seed with FastStand. For more information, contact your local Helena representative today.
If you're building or buying a home in this great community, then congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we're here to help. We're United Bank and Trust, and we have a highly experienced staff who knows everything from purchasing to refinancing to construction lending. We'll find the right loan that works best for you and guide you through the entire process. Stop by your local branch to learn more, or simply go online to www.ubankonline.com. Welcome to your new home. Let United Bank and Trust help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Melanie Christian is the new pitcher in a high fly ball center field, and it's going to be caught. For the final out, Abby Ringel put a charge into it, but not enough. But four runs with two outs, highlighted by an Addison DeChant two-run home run. And just like that, the Buffaloes have a 5-1 lead as we head to the sixth inning here on KMZA.
Get colorful savings during the Valspar Memorial Day rebate event at Souther Building Supply in Seneca. From May 24th through June 2nd, you can get up to $75 back on your favorite Valspar paints. Choose Valspar Medallion Plus Interior Paint and save $12 per gallon container during the Memorial Day rebate event. Save on other great Valspar paints, too, during this time at Souther Building Supply, right off 1st Street in Seneca. See the rebate URL in store for more details.
Hey y'all, this is Whitney from Fitted. We have shoes for all ages featuring top brands like Reef, Brooks, Birkenstocks, Under Armour, Sass, Skechers, Clarks, and more. Whether you need comfy casuals or stylish heels, we've got you covered. Visit us at Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas, your local apparel and footwear store. Let us help you find the perfect fit for every step of your journey. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted.
KMZA.
Melanie Chris John, top of the order for Central Heights. Bridget Campbell, a first pitch strike as we start the sixth inning. Next pitch up and outside, 1-1. A 5-1 Buffaloes lead. They score 4 in the last at bat. All with 2 outs, an RBI single by Force, an RBI triple by Hostetler, and a 2-run home run by DeChan. A 1-1 game is now a 5-1 Onega lead in the late innings. Next pitch low and inside, 2-1 here on Chris John, 1-2, a strikeout, a single, and a run scored. High fly ball, but the wind's going to push it a little bit, and it's going to drop in for a hit, so that wind plays it. Now nobody's covering second, underhand throw, not in time. Much needed for Central Heights as they get a runner into scoring position with nobody out. And here's the sub that we announced earlier. Harkins was in, but Cam Rubik is going to bat here for the first time. Rubik batting 231, 10 hits on the season, 3 doubles, and has driven in 7. Chris John at second base and a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Takes the spot at Ashley Harkins, who is 0-2 with 2 strikeouts. 5-1, Onega lead here in the top of the 6th. Swing and a miss, makes it 0-2 quickly. An impressive display of hitting with 2 outs for the Buffaloes that last half inning. Next pitch low, makes it 1-2. So Chris John at second, officially a leadoff double. It's her second hit of the day. Central Heights, they got just 2 innings left and they're down 4. Popped up, foul territory, and it's up onto the netting, and it stays 1-2. Macy Cubitt will follow. Bridget Campbell has struck out 8. Now as a 4-run cushion here in the 6th. The Vikings have a runner at second base. And nobody out. Campbell's pitch. Swing and a miss. Got her with the off speed. 9 strikeouts for Campbell. Big first out here in the 6th. So here's Macy Cubitt, 0-2. Popped out to first base in foul territory, her first time up, and then popped out to short. Her second time up. Shows bunt. Pulls back, and it's a ball. Throw to third. Boy, that was a close play, but Chris John just got under the throw. And she's at third base with 1 out. Now, you got to get the run in if you're Central Heights here. Next pitch outside, 2-0. Here to Cubitt. Onega leading 5-1. Bunch. And the throw fakes. Oh. Chris John in the pickle gets thrown out at home. And Cubitt nearly got thrown out at second base. But she's there with now two outs and a big missed opportunity for the Vikings. So now two outs and one on. Now a line shot right field, and it's dropped. And Araceli Crump comes through, but that's going to be an error, and the run is in. So the Vikings get that run that they desperately needed. It will be an unearned run as Crump gets to second base. That should have been caught by the right fielder in Dorsey, but it popped out of her glove. So it's now 5-2 here in the top of the sixth. And here's Emma Bird with two outs and a runner at second. Pitch by Campbell is low and inside, gets back to the netting, and Crump gets to third without a throw. That's going to be a wild pitch. Could have been two, but the Vikings at least get one back, and they could get another. There are two outs, but Crump putting one in play, Dorsey dropping it in right field, allowing Cubitt to score to make it 5-2, and now this one is hit well. Deep left field. So minimal damage done, and it's a 5-2 game as we go to the home six. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Are you still using talco graphite in your planter? Maybe it's time for a change with Fastan from Helena. Fastan is a novel hopper box treatment combining SAR technology with a low-rate fluency agent, resulting in better seed flow for more uniform stands while also improving seedling vigor, root development, and overall plant health. For a better return on your investment, treat your seed with Fastan today. Contact your local Helena representative for more information.
KMZA.
First pitch swinging here in the bottom of the sixth, and Bridget Campbell flies out to left field for the first out. So Melanie Christian, one pitch, one out here in the home six. Campbell now 1-for-3 on the game. But a 5-2 Onega lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Here is Hayden Coleman, 0-for-2, a strikeout and a ground out. Christian's first pitch a little bit high for a ball. Buffalo scoring 4 runs in the fifth with 2 outs. DeChant, a 2-run home run to straightaway center field. The highlight in that frame, the Buffaloes now looking to potentially add some key insurance runs and looking to advance to a semifinal tomorrow. A 2-0 is low, 3 balls and no strikes. Emerson Fordham will follow. A 1 out, nobody on here in the bottom of the 6th. Onega 5, Central Heights 2. McLouth, Inman, and Dexter have advanced. And that pitch taken all the way. It's in there for a strike. Now 3-1. The wind now pushing out towards center. It has been gusting here all game. Next pitch, a little high, ball 4. 1-out walk puts Coleman on. She has reached for the first time tonight, and that brings up Emerson Fordham. Fordham, 2 at-bats, 2 walks, and a run scored. She has also stolen a base. High fly ball. This is going to be playable, though. Could be a tough play for the shortstop, but backing up and making a good catch is Araceli for the out. That's the second out, so Coleman has to go back to first, and that brings up Mackenzie Dorsey. Well, the Buffalo's offense stymied through the first 4 with just 1 run on 1 hit, but in the fifth, 4 runs on 3 hits, including a triple and a home run. First pitch to Dorsey, taken for strike number one. Runner at first is Coleman. Pitch by Chris John is low. Good stop by the catcher in Hamblin, and it's one ball and one strike. Well, both pitchers were cruising along, and Campbell got out of a little bit of a pickle, only giving up just one run last inning, but it was on an error. So the run was unearned. Next pitch was low, 2-1. Here struck out in the third, walked and scored in the fifth. The sun is now shining. The breeze continues. Slow roller, right back to the pitcher. Chris John has it, throw to first in time for the out. One final opportunity for Central Heights. They trail Onega 5-2, and we're back after this here on KMZA.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up, and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
The Onega Buffaloes 3 outs away from advancing to the state semifinals. They lead Central Heights 5-2. And how about... And Willow Hostetler replacing Campbell inside the circle to try to get this save and secure this big win in what would be the biggest win in program history. The freshman fires to Kaylee Latimer, missing low and outside for ball one. Latimer, Roulette, and Ferguson, two up for Central Heights. They need three to keep it alive. It's a 5-2 game. There's a swing and a miss, and it's one ball and one strike. Campbell, 6 innings, 9 strikeouts. The 1 run allowed in the first. 2 runs, one of which was earned. Hostetler, another low fastball swung over the top. Latimer did. It's 1-2. The Buffaloes have never been to the state tournament in softball until this year. A check swing just holding up, and it's 2-2. Now the umpire going to look down, and yes, confirmed, it is 2. The first time in state history the Buffaloes have been here. And now they have a chance to secure a win and get to the semifinals. Next pitch low and in the dirt. Now 3-2. So they go to the freshman, Hostetler. And her first batter faced has worked a 3-2 count. Latimer has fouled out to the catcher and has struck out. Big 3-2 pitch coming up here. Sets, the righty delivers. Swing and a miss! And a strikeout for the freshman and a big first down here in the seventh. Here's Abigail Roulette, who is 0-2 with a couple of lineouts to center. The game changed in the bottom of the fifth. The Buffaloes scored 4 runs, all with 2 outs. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Forrest with an RBI single, Hostetler an RBI triple, and DeChant with a 2-run home run to straightaway center. Next pitch, called strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-2. Hostetler has a good rhythm going here. The 0-2. Off speed! One out of play from advancing. It's up to Jaylee Ferguson, the left fielder, who has walked and has struck out. The Buffaloes are one out away from their biggest win in program history. The freshman delivers. It is outside for a ball. Campbell struck out 9 through 6. Hostetler's come in and struck out the first two here in the seventh. That pitch is rung up on the outside corner. 1-1 here to Ferguson. A lot of orange to my left, celebrating here with the Onega Buffalo faithful. Next pitch called strike. It's 1-2. And the Vikings are down to their final strike. On the verge of the biggest win in school history. Here it is. Swing! And up! They win their quarterfinal. Post game show is next, and it's after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mowing? Nobody likes mowing. If you hate it, call Truax Tree Service. We love it. We love it so much that if you sign up for a season-long contract, we'll give you a $50 gift card, no strings attached, but we'll also do weed eating for you as well. Landscaping, tree service, mowing, you name it, we'll do it. You better contact Truax Tree Service today at 785-236-7651. That's 785-236-7651. Truax Tree Service, taking care of the problems you don't want to deal with.
Centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility, Mainstar Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Mainstar Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Mainstar Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainstarTrust.com.
Have you heard that Community Healthcare System keeps on growing? And now they offer a comprehensive total joint program with Dr. Daniel Samani to keep you moving. From imaging to surgery, rehabilitation therapy, care navigation, and more. Everything they do is inspired by you and personalized for you. For convenient scheduling and specialized joint care, look no further than Community Healthcare System. Call them today at 785-889-5039. Community Healthcare System. Enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Always happy with your 5-star customer service.
Your staff was super friendly and easy to work with.
Quick, helpful responses. Thank you. I'm so happy to be a Blue Valley customer.
Blue Valley is awesome.
Blue Valley employees are always helpful, kind, and efficient.
At Blue Valley Technologies, we appreciate all our customers. Thank you for entrusting us to keep you connected.
Kansaland Radio.
The Onega Buffaloes with their biggest win in school history as they advance to the 2-1A state semifinals. They knock out Central Heights with a 5-2 win here in Pratt. Thanks again for hanging with us, Brandon Tamman, Captain Kirk Kilman in our KMZA studios, as we begin our post-game coverage of this one here tonight. So the semifinals are set in this softball championship tournament. Defending champs McLeod, the top seed, will take on 4-seed Inman tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. And 2-3 in the second semi with Dexter and Onega. And those games again at 1 o'clock and 11 a.m., I should say. Reverse that, but you get what I'm saying here. But congratulations again to the Buffaloes, their biggest win in school history, 5-2 over Central Heights here in Pratt. Well, let's tell you how we got there. And Central Heights, they got the first run of the game in the first inning, so they jump out to a 1-0 lead. Melanie Christjohn with a leadoff single got to second on a steal and then ultimately would score on what was called an interference against the Buffaloes' defense. So a 1-0 lead for Central Heights early, and then the Buffaloes would tie the game in the third on a wild pitch after Emerson Fordham led off the inning with a walk. She would steal second, get to third on a wild pitch, and then ultimately would score on a wild pitch to tie the game. Haskin ended up being left stranded at second in that third inning. So we had a 1-1 game through the top of the fifth, and then we got to the bottom of the fifth inning, and that's where the game changed. Kind of a bizarre double play after the Buffaloes got their first two base runners on via eight straight balls out of the zone. So back-to-back walks put Fordham and Dorsey on, and then Haskin tried to lay down a bunch. He popped it up Hamblin, and then they ultimately got Fordham, who was trying to go to third, so it turned into two on and nobody out to just one on and two outs. But the run started when it got back to the top of the order. Annie Force broke the tie with an RBI single. The freshman Willow Hostetler, who had a big day, came back after that with an RBI triple. And then if you thought that was the highlight, think again. Addison DeChant capped the four-run inning with two outs with a two-run home run, knifing through that tough wind to straightaway center field, driving in two, and all four runs in the fifth scored with two outs, and it turned a 1-1 tie into a 5-1 Onega lead. Central Heights would come back in the top of the sixth. They'd get one run on what was an error, actually, after a leadoff double by Melanie Christian. Then they got Cubitt to reach on a fielder's choice, but Araceli Crump lined to right field, and then it was dropped by Dorsey in right field, which led to that run to make it 5-2, so it was unearned against Campbell. And then the freshman Hostetler came in the seventh and struck out the side to end the game. And again, the biggest win in school history for the Buffaloes here in the state tournament for the first time. And a 5-2 win, the 3-seed Buffaloes winning it over 6-seed in Central Heights. So the final for the Buffaloes as they improved to 20-4. 5 runs, 4 hits. They left 3 runners on base. And for Central Heights, their season ends with a record of 16-10. They had 2 runs. They left 3 on base. Again, Campbell going 6 innings strong for the win for Onega. Striking out 9 on the strikeout count. And then Hostetler with the save, striking out the side in the 7th inning. So the higher seeds all advancing here in this tournament. And we will have all the coverage tomorrow across our networks. It'll start on CARE 93.7 FM. Defending champs and top seed McLouth will take on Inman, the 4 seed, at 11 a.m. McLouth 26-2, Inman 18-4. And then the 2 seed, Dexter Cedarvale, at 23-3, will take on the 3 seed, Onega Buffaloes, following that one around 1 o'clock. Again, Onega now 20-4. The consolation final will follow that at 3. And the championship game will be at 5 o'clock. So minimum, we will have 3 broadcasts across our networks. We could have 4 potentially, all back-to-back-to-back-to-back, depending on the outcomes of those semifinals. But again, we got McLouth and we got Onega in 2 of the 4 slots in this state tournament. So again, congratulations to both teams, and especially Onega with their biggest win here in school history. So that first game with McLouth on CARE 93.7 at 11 a.m., and then we'll switch it over to 92.1 KMZA for Dexter and Onega in that second semifinal. And then the consolation at 3 and a championship game here in Pratt at 5 o'clock. Again, want to thank Kirk Kilman back in our KMZA studios. Final score and the final tallies one final time. For the Buffaloes, now 20-4. 5 runs, 4 hits, 3 left on base. Central Heights done at 16-10. 2 runs, 3 hits. And 3 left on base. Busy day on tap tomorrow. Until then, Brandon Tabman signing off in Pratt. Thanks for listening to high school softball coverage here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.